This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Monday, 8 April, year of our Lord, 2024. We are going to, and I would ask Grace and Queen of the Trolls and Captain Bannon to get to the team here. Bishop Strickland is going to say a mass simultaneous with the, the eclipse today. And we are going to stream that on both our Getter and our Rumble. This is about making sure there's no satanic forces that come through. So we will live stream that from Bishop Strickland, and Grace and Mo will get the time up in the chat, and I'll mention it as soon as I know the time. But I think it's the exact time. I think it's going to start at 3, because I think the thing goes down at 3:20 or something, Eastern Daylight Time. Jason Trennett. Jason, you mentioned when unemployment was a 7. I would actually argue, given my knowledge of your writings and analysis, and Scott Bessence, and E.J. Antoni, and Dave Bratt, and Dave Walsh, and our economic team here, that the real unemployment rate may be north of 7. And this gets the fact of, we had some amazing shows last week with guys on here, and we put the happy talk of the Biden regime out there, and then we looked at even those guys talking about their kids, you know, are not going to vote for Biden because they can't live. And your assessment right now, as a guy that advises the people, and you actually have a fund yourself, but also your advisor to some of the top, most brilliant hedge fund managers in the world that have to make bets with people's pension funds every day, their pension fund money. So the fiduciary level is at extreme height. What is your assessment of the real economy? What is because every day we're hearing it's stock market's all-time high. Unemployment's all time low. People are loving this. There's more jobs created. What's your sense? All we see is $1 trillion added every 100 days. And that adds to the structural problems we got, particularly the inflation that's never going to go away, because you got to continue to refinance at least a third of this federal debt. And it's bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's out of control. And you got guys right now. We just approved a $7 trillion budget with $2 trillion deficit. They're in the process of doing one for this fiscal year. It's $7.3 trillion, another $2 trillion deficit. So we're going to have MTG on later to talk about this $60 billion supplemental in Ukraine. It's like the political class does not have the will to step in here and stop the madness. Your thoughts?
Well, listen, the Wall Street Journal, which I love the Wall Street Journal's editorial page, but there was an article in the Journal last week that said, you know, this is really largely a part of your imagination. The idea that inflation is running hot because the rate of inflation has come down. And the rate of inflation has come down, but it ignores the cumulative effect of inflation. And as you know, Steve, we created the Common Man CPI, which is food, energy, shelter, clothing, insurance, and utilities. It's the things you have to pay for, and that has grown by 7% greater than wages over the last 3 years since President Biden took office. So for your average person, their standard of living has declined, has deteriorated. Some people are wondering why President Biden's approval ratings are so low when the market's at all-time highs and when the official unemployment rate is 3.8. That's the reason. The reason is that your dollar doesn't buy as much as it used to. There was another article this weekend in the Wall Street Journal that suggested that for a family of four, the poverty line in Connecticut, believe it or not, would be something like $125,000, which is it's just stunning to me that you're at a level that high. But that is what the cost of living is for a family of four. You're barely getting by. This is a problem. The monetary policies and fiscal policies of this country have greatly benefited wealthy people, particularly the monetary policies have made rich people a lot richer. The average person has gotten worse off. And that has been going on for a long time. It's part of the reason why President Trump was elected in the first place. It's part of the reason why what you've seen in Brexit. It's part of the reason why you're seeing an increase in populism in Europe and other parts of the world. This isn't going away. And unfortunately, there's a small group of people that think this is a good idea. But clearly, it's not working.
You know, you were one of the first people to realize President Trump's message was going to resonate back, you know, in 15, 16. But the culmination of his policies in 2019, that fall in 2019, you had the wages of working class people, of blue collar people, of non-college graduates grew 11%. You had almost zero. You had low interest rates. You had no inflation. And people forget Janet Yellen, who was then or had just was the chairman of the Federal Reserve, had taken almost $1 trillion off the balance sheet. They'd done quantitative tightening. What do you believe, as someone that President Trump's listened to? I mean, you there Saturday night. What do you believe are the first things that President Trump, the big muscles that have to move? What do you think are the couple of three things to reverse what we've seen under Bidenomics? Remember, Bidenomics, they never want to talk about again. That's their side saying that. They put out memos to the congressional guys, don't never use that term again. That term is radioactive with citizens. What do you think are the two or three things that you recommend President Trump focus on that you believe have to be done to reverse the damage of the Biden years?
Listen, I think it's no different than what the president did in the first his first term. The first thing, in my opinion, would be to cut regulations on businesses, particularly on energy and maybe to a lesser extent on the financial industry. The second thing would be, or simultaneously, would be to make the Trump tax cuts permanent, so that businesses have some idea of what the future is going to be. The third thing I would do is that I would start doing the opposite of what Janet Yellen is doing. I would start using this opportunity to fund our debts longer term, to use the benefit of relatively low interest rates now to put the government on a much better financial footing. As you may know, Janet Yellen, who I believe seems like a very nice person, we paid her to speak to our clients in the past, but I think she's damaging her reputation as an economist right now, because she's focusing completely on the political side of her role on the Treasury, at the Treasury, as opposed to the fiscal health of the country. And she's doing that by funding more and more of the government short term. The bill issuance has increased dramatically since
October. Slow down. This is important. This is one of the reasons people love the show, but the way the system works. When you say fund it, it's not the concept people have the 100-year bond. You're saying that the 10s and the 30s ought to be sold, because I guess your point is saying, as bad as these interest rates are, given where you see it going, it's going to get much worse. So you would take the opportunity now, because right now they're funding everything super short term, right?
Right.
You're saying bite the bullet and at least do 10s and 30s, or you're going to leave. This is going to leave President Trump a complete mess. Is it not, sir? If they don't start thinking about the good of the country.
Yeah, this is the President Trump will is going to get a little bit of a hospital pass, as they say in football and in rugby, because you are going to have a situation in which interest expense will exceed our defense budget within the next several months, over $800 billion. And then that's on its way to $1.1 trillion in the next couple of years, $1.5 trillion. It will crowd out other parts of government spending. I think that I believe in prices. I believe prices set behaviors and create the right incentives. The problem with the administration now is they don't really believe in prices. They believe in having a relatively small group of unelected elites determine what the policy is, and prices be damned. In my opinion, if the government had to pay the correct price for money, in my opinion, again, that would change the attitude of a lot of policymakers out there on both the left and the right, who do not fear the bond market. There is a good thing about fearing the bond market, because it forces you to live within your means.
Talk to us about the sense of the room. We understand that the vast majority of these people had not been they've been Trump supporters maybe in the past, but from 2021 until recently, a lot of those people were looking at DeSantis or Youngkin or Nikki Haley or other neoliberal neocons as their horse. It was kind of an altar call. But what is the sense? Because that's the big money in this country. What's their sense about the economy? What was the sense in the room about where we are in the economy and what President Trump's program is going to be?
Well, listen, I think it was a little bit, I know it was for me. And again, you know, I was probably the diversity. I was one of the diversity people there because I wasn't a billionaire, and it wasn't exactly the widow's mite for me. But, it was real money for me to be there. But there was a time for choosing. And the time for choosing for me was when Officer Diller was murdered, when they deemed Easter to be Transvisibility Day. I said, listen, this is enough. I have to be involved. Instead of whining all day long, I should use what resources I have to support the president. And I think that was the sense within the room broadly, that things are very much on the wrong track, that this is unsustainable, and that it's not just about money. It's also about the culture of the country as far as law and order is concerned, as far as how our children are growing up, what kind of society they're growing up in. I think there's a lot of people that are saying that the progressive policies have gone much too far, and there are two choices right now, and one choice is going to help us, and one choice, if we continue on this path, is going to lead to even worse outcomes than what we're seeing right now.
Jason, how do people get to you? I know you got an anti-globalist ETF. How do people get to that? How do they find out more about you, more about the firm, all of it?
Yep. So I'd say www.strategusetfs.com would be one way to take a look at our funds. And I'd also say on my Twitter, handle is at Jason Trenert dash. Please take a look at that. Be happy. We'd love to see you join that and you learn more about our funds and learn more about how we're thinking about the world.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us. Really honored for you to break as much time as you have.
I'm Thanks. Honored. Thank you, sir.
We're very proud of the financial folks we get on here in the capital markets and give you a real sense of what the economy is, the real economy, from the smartest people, Scott Bessent, Jason Trenert, Dr. Dave Brett, Dr. E.J. Antoni, Dave Walsh, been on energy, others that come on. Of course, our lead guy, Dr. Peter Navarro, can't join us today. Why can't Peter Navarro join us today? Peter Navarro, this is the guy that came up with the economic situation in Mexico that helped President Trump seal the border and not have an invasion of the country. Because he came up with a tariff program that Mexico said, okay, we don't want to do that. Let's work with President Trump. This is Peter Navarro where Yellen's over there saying, this excess capacity of China, this state-controlled excess capacity is driving prices down everywhere. This is a terrible thing. That's what she's yammering about over in Beijing the last couple of days. Peter Navarro and Lighthizer had a deal they worked on for two solid years that was going to be signed in May of 19 that, guess what? The CCP walked away from. Where's Dr. Peter Navarro today? Why can't he join us? Why is he not on the show like he normally was once or twice a week? Because he's in a federal prison. I want you to embrace that. He's in a federal prison. And next Monday in New York City, a trial is going to start with President Trump, and they want to put him in prison. They talk and they yammer all about your law and order and all this. It's all a lie. It's all a farce. It's all disgusting. Dr. Peter Navarro, let me give you a fact. One of the best men in this country, one of the men who have never gone out and tried to make a buck for himself, stayed all 4 years in the White House with President Trump, is a guy afterwards, is a work for the people, work for the MAGA movement, work for the American citizen, work for America first, is in a federal prison. For what? For standing up to Nancy Pelosi's illegality? He's in a federal prison? Think about that for a second. The new MAGA deal is Peter Navarro's book. If you want to get smart on everything that's happening, there's a couple of books coming out. Of course, the Project 2020 of Our World Heritage. Peter Navarro is in the middle of all that. The new MAGA deal. Go to newmagadeal.com. Put out by President Trump's, by Don Jr.'s publishing company with the great Sergio Gore. But check it out. I think Dr. Peter Navarro would greatly appreciate it. Well, he's in prison. Did I mention he's in prison? Short commercial break. Back in the warm in a moment.
CCP.
The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out, higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Time, quote, perhaps the most revolutionary period in human history. I want to ask you about that because this U.S. slice of that is really interesting. Recent polls show Donald Trump and Joe Biden in a neck-and-neck race in battleground states. I think in the wake of the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol, a lot of people would have been surprised back then that we were at this point today. How do you explain it?
We're living through one of the biggest cultural backlashes that we have seen in history. It's a backlash against, you know, 30 years of accelerating globalization, accelerating technological change, a huge identity revolution, and it's left a lot of people feeling deeply unnerved. What I show in my book is that the form this takes now is this broad cultural backlash, which says, you know, stop this world, I want to get off. And Donald Trump is riding that wave. What the Biden people don't seem to recognize is that this is fundamentally a new cultural war. They're still waiting for the economy to improve and hoping that that will lift Biden as it has traditionally. But the problem is we're in a revolutionary period. It's a break from history. It's all these cultural issues now. Wall Street Journal poll last week, Jake, said number one issue on people's minds is immigration. Hmm. Immigration is the core of this new cultural war.
We got these new economic numbers this week that show the economy is definitely strong, even if a lot of Americans don't feel that way. Although polling suggests a lot of them feel like their personal economic situation is good, but they're worried about the economy writ large. Why are voters more focused on immigration than it's the economy, stupid, which used to be what people said about politics? It really all depends on how well pocketbook issues are going.
Well, it's a great question. And it isn't just Biden, by the way. This break between how people felt about the economy and what the president's approval ratings were began with Obama. The economy did boomed under Obama. His approval ratings never really went up. Donald Trump, until before COVID, presided over a pretty good economy. His approval ratings never budged much. And the reason, as I try to show in the book, is that what you've had over the last 30 or 40 years is a decline in the core importance of economics, partly maybe because we've become a kind of mass middle class society, and the rise of all these what social scientists call post-materialistic issues. It used to be you could predict where somebody would be voting based on, you know, how rich they were, their place in the economy. Today, it's your views on what I call the three G's: God, guns, and gays.
So today, obviously, marks 6 months since Hamas attacked Israel. And now in the retaliation for that and the effort to eliminate Hamas, there's this humanitarian crisis mounting in Gaza.
Freed's going to get into that. But right there, he does miss the point, though. And the point is it definitely has an economic, hard economic component to it. When you just talked about Obama, you know, the booming economy, it was the greatest concentration of wealth. That was the bailout after the 2008 collapse. And Obama didn't have anything to do with that. That was in the Bush apparatus with the Democrats on the Hill and Wall Street. But their solution was to bail out the top 1% and to bail out the major financial institutions and let them go forward unencumbered with any responsibility or accountability for the crash that they had driven. And you had the greatest concentration of wealth of the top 1%. There's a strong economic component to this. Now, it manifests itself in different ways, but you saw there, just like Jason Trenet said, what happened in the room on Saturday night with the Boehners, there's a sense that the country's not on a wrong track, that it's not the managed decline of buyer elites anymore, as you saw in 16 with Hillary Clinton. This is a radical transformation of this republic. And the people are just not going to stand for it, particularly when they're underwriting it. They're financing it. We'll get more into Jason Trenet's thing. Remember, you would pay, nothing would be withheld by the employer. Nothing would be withheld. You would pay, you'd write a check every quarter. But that would get people engaged in what in the hell are you paying for? It's one of the ways, remember, the political class doesn't have the will to stop this. MTG is going to be on here in a little while talking about this week with Johnson. He's coming right back with a $60 billion supplemental for the, it's a double whammy, $60 billion underwriting of the Ukrainian oligarchs on a war that's finished because they can't raise 500,000 new troops. And at the same time, they're now going to freeze the Russian people's assets. They're going to steal their assets, convert them to dollars, the treasury assets, convert them to dollars and give them to the Ukraine. It's not going to work. Big activity. I wanted to have this follow MTG, but she's running a little late. I want to get Michael Tiedemann from Nebraska. Michael, you're the chairman of a county. You actually censured one of our favorites on here, General Don Bacon, who's the kind of out-of-control congressman from Nebraska, I think Sarpy County. Walk us through, what did you guys do? Why did you censure a guy that's actually a sitting congressman, sir?
Yes. Thank you, Stephen. So what we have seen in Sarpy County is we've seen the people, the grassroots organizations start coming into the county, and they are kind of upset with what's going on with our federal, with our local and our county politics. And ultimately, they are wanting to start holding some elected officials accountable. And in the case of our Thursday night meeting, they brought a resolution of censure for Congressman Don Bacon, and they really attacked. They went after his votes on policies, and ultimately the resolution passed with a unanimous vote and even a standing ovation, which is something that is really uncommon with a censure resolution.
Hold it. Hang on. You censure him because not only is he voting for all this terrible stuff, he's the spokesman that goes on MSNBC and CNN all the time. He comes across as a center-left Democrat, but he goes on there all the time pitching the most non-MAGA, non-Republican, non-conservative policies. You guys censured him for a bill of an indictment, I guess, and then it was unanimous, and they had a standing ovation by the participants?
That is correct. The motion got brought forward, I even asked if there was any discussion. Nobody wanted to debate it. And immediately it went to a unanimous vote. We did not have a single person vote no.
What is the key? What's the key beef with the people from the county with Bacon as their representative? What's the two or three things that really irks them?
So kind of going through the resolution, one of the biggest things was his votes on the DACA amnesty order with H.R. 6136, which would have awarded 1.8 million illegal immigrants with amnesty. The continued funding of sending our tax dollars over to Ukraine and not securing our own border here at home. And really, it's just the out-of-control spending that we're seeing happening in the government. In the federal government right now, taxpayers are hurting to put food on the table, and we just keep racking up that debt.
Charlie Kirk's going to be out there tomorrow. In fact, we got a flyer from Charlie. I'll get to you and I want to put up. But Charlie's going to be out your way on Tuesday for a rally. Talk us through this winner take all, because right now in the Hill newspaper this morning, the Biden supporters in Congress and also in the administration, the campaign, laid out their strategy is to reverse what we did in 16, the blue wall. They're focused on Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Now, I think if the math works out, to do that, they also have to pick up that one. They're counting on that one electoral vote in Nebraska. What's our current situation on that? And what's the feeling of the people out in Nebraska about this entire situation where you have this kind of weird, not winner take all? You and Maine are the only two that have a different allocation.
Correct. So here in Nebraska, we split our electoral votes based on congressional district. We have Congressional District 2, which is Don Bacon's congressional district, generally tends to award a electoral vote to the Democrats. They call it that blue dot. And ultimately, we were seeing presidential races that are tighter and tighter on these electoral votes. And awarding one to to Joe Biden would be absolutely terrible for President Trump in 2024.
Bacon has got a primary challenge. What are the odds that he gets removed by people like in Sarpy County who are so upset they actually censure a guy, which is pretty extraordinary, particularly for folks in Nebraska. You're kind of Midwest nice. What are the odds you think he gets toppled by a challenger?
Well, you know, I'd love to know the results of it today. That'd be that'd help me answer that question a lot easier. Kind of going through the district, that district is 153,000 Republicans, 141,000 Democrats, and then you have 101,000 independent voters or non-affiliated. I am seeing that one of the biggest things that's hurt us in past elections is low Republican voter turnout. For example, in 2022 primary, we only had 23% total voter turnout in Sarpy County. That's extremely low compared to the 2020 primary where we had 37% voter turnout, and that's all voters in the county. So I think with a little bit of a get out the vote effort and getting active, I definitely think that his challenger, Dan Frye, has an opportunity to maybe take the primary.
Where do people go to find out more about this situation out there with Bacon? What's your social media? They have a Facebook page. If people want to follow this, where do they go?
Yes. They actually go to sarpycountygop.com. There's links to all of our social media accounts on our website. Also, we are laser focused on our local school board races, city councils, and our county races as well. And we could use all the help we can get to get these conservatives elected.
We love it. Make sure everybody goes, checks this out. Grace and Mo will push it. Sir, thank you so much. Congratulations on the censure. Well-deserved. Action,
thank you very much,
action,
Stephen.
Action. Jace Medical, make sure you're not caught by the CCP. You saw the Secretary of Treasury kowtowing to him in Beijing. JaceMedical.com. Don't get hung up by the CCP's control of your medicine. Short break. Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever, and now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset. That would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, hey, this baby is mine. Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at signup. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight.
Your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Like I said earlier, Birch Gold hit a high 2364, just backed off a bit. But to kind of ratcheting up highs every day, we don't give you personal financial advice, but we give you access to the Jason Trenners and Scott Bessents and the Dr. E.J. Antonis and the Dr. Bratz. Make sure you go to birchgold.com. You get Philip Patrick. He was on Saturday. Amazing about the convergent macro forces that are driving driving gold up as a hedge against what's happening. You just heard Jason Trenner with a couple of great ideas on how we get the political class get their arms around this massive out of control spending. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go check it out. They talk to Philip Patrick team. We give you access to those guys. Use it. They'll show you all the different ways you can do tax deferred and, you know, tax related transactions to get a hedge against what is happening. MTG has been fighting this fight. You know, she's called for a forensic audits of Ukraine. She's done this. She's done that. She's getting back in the saddle from this 2 week recess because this is going to be an epic battle over the next week or so on Ukraine funding, but also on FISA. Congressman Green joins us from Georgia. You're going to have a town hall now. You're actually going to go listen to the people in your district and get feedback on what they think, correct?
Yes, absolutely, Steve. I'm very much looking forward to the town hall tonight in my district. It's in person. I'm not hiding behind some telephone or some screen. I go to my constituents in person. I tell them exactly what's happening in Washington, D.C. I explain to them my plans and my reasoning, and then I love to hear their feedback. Because the 14th District of Georgia hired me, Steve. I work for these people and these people alone. I do not work for Washington, D.C. So I had to talk to them tonight first before I go back to Washington tomorrow.
What, you know, we're supposed to be the ones that, you know, because we're Trump supporters. You've been there. We've been there. We're supposed, he's a dictator. He wants to end democracy, all of it. Yet on FISA, you actually are leading the charge that this FISA thing's out of control. Walk me through FISA first, because that's going to be the first thing that comes up. And I thought, since you're one of the supporters of President Trump, and you've been mentioned sometimes even as a VP possibility, and if not, you might be in the cabinet, or obviously in the future, you're going to be one of the leaders of the MAGA movement. I thought you were a mini Mussolini. I thought you were a dictator. I thought you wanted total government fascistic control. Why are you fighting on the other side of this to actually get the government out of our business?
Well, they call us dictators and they call us fascists, but that's exactly who they are, Steve, and we all know that. FISA is one of the dirtiest tricks in Washington. I want to explain this, why this is the biggest battle we have to have this week. They want to reauthorize FISA, and they want to keep this system running that has allowed the spying on hundreds of thousands of Americans, allowed the spying on President Trump, his campaign, people in his orbit, people in his staff, and they want to continue this going forward because they don't care about protecting our country against terrorism, Steve. They care about control of the American people. And so there's a lot of dirty tricks going on with this reauthorization. Number one, you're starting to see the news stories roll out, like Iran is saying and chanting death to America, death to Israel. Well, that's no surprise. They probably say that every single week, and it's in their national headlines in their country every single week. So it's not a surprise for that to be told to us here in America. The fact that Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan were saying death to America is no surprise to any of us that pay attention, because we know many of those people actually feel that way. Here's the shocker. The shocker is that the United States federal government does nothing to shut our border down, secure our border, and mass deport these people who they already know are potential terrorists and would attack our country. That's the real shocker. But they're going to use these headlines, and this is very important. Pay close attention. This is how they pressure members of Congress, Steve. They put these headlines out in the news. Oh, terrorist attack imminent in the United States. This is why we have to reauthorize FISA. We have to be able to track these people down. This is going to be the pressure cooker that myself and other members of Congress are going to find ourselves in the minute our planes land in Washington tomorrow. And it's ridiculous. The real truth is, if they wanted to stop terrorism in America, deport these people, stop letting them in our country, and stop treating us like we are idiots. And that's really where the dirty tricks need to stop, Steve. It's absurd.
So you're going to lead this fight. I wanted to, I don't have the cut. I mean, I'll have it later, maybe in the 5 or 6 o'clock show. But over the weekend, Mike Turner was on CNN, the former mayor of Dayton, who is now the grand poobah in House Intelligence. He's essentially implying that you, MTG, and War Room, myself, our audience, are being duped by Russian misinformation, both on Ukraine and he implied on FISA also. Are you being duped? Is Putin's KGB inside your head, or is Mike Turner just dead flat wrong?
No, absolutely not. Mike Turner is puppet. He's a little puppet preaching the talking points that he's fed every single day and the talking points that he has to say on the news in order to get things like FISA, in order to get things like Ukraine, $60 billion funded to Ukraine. I'm so sick and tired of it. You know, history, recent history is the proof that Russia is not going to go across Europe because, number one, Vladimir Putin has never said he wants to go across Europe and take Europe. And he's not led his armies going across Ukraine into Poland and not gone any further. This is all provable. It's simple facts. No matter how much censorship happens in the media to cover up the real truth from the American people so that they can be fed these talking points by Mike Turner and many others in Washington, D.C., the funding for Ukraine, the $60 billion funding for Ukraine has to be stopped. 70% of Americans want a peace deal in Ukraine. They are butchering and murdering hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian military-aged men. These are fathers, husbands. These are people that work jobs. These people are being slaughtered while America funds the entire slaughter, funds the war, and funds the continued proxy war with Russia. That's what's really going on. And the nastiest thing about it is this is all to feed our military industrial complex, our economy. Is that really what they're trying to tell us? This is how we keep people employed in America? Steve, it is outrageous. It's absurd. The American people are completely against it. And this is why we're going to need everyone that watches War Room, their family, their friends. You guys are going to have to call into Washington, call into our offices nonstop and say, stop funding Ukraine. And the number one office you need to call is the Speaker's office, Mike Johnson's office. You need to call him and remind him that he voted no. Mike Johnson himself voted no to fund a mere $300 million dollars to Ukraine back on September 28, 2023. 300 million he voted no against. How dare he go on TV and say it's his top priority to fund Ukraine for $60 billion? That makes no sense. How does someone radically change and make a complete departure to that position? It's completely wrong. So this is money that shouldn't be spent. Well, this is a war that needs to be stopped.
Have you, real quickly, have you gotten your forensic audit yet? You asked for an audit. You'd asked for an audit a year ago before they passed the last big spending bill. Have you gotten any information at all about where the money went?
No, I haven't. That came from the Foreign Affairs Committee. That was Mike McCall. He's the chairman of that committee. I would like to see the audit of where the money has gone because we know the money has not been spent the way any of us intended it to be spent. As a matter of fact, it's gone into the pockets of many Ukrainian elites, probably Vladimir Zelensky and many others. They are not going to give us any kind of detailed audit of where that money is because this money is being laundered and everybody knows it. It is being laundered. So it's the only war, Steve, and I'm going to say this over and over again in Washington, the only war that we should be fighting is the war along our southern border. That is the war that matters to Americans. That is the border that matters to Americans. And our United States border is the only border that should matter to Washington, D.C. And the fact that it doesn't is clear proof to America that Washington, D.C. does not serve the American people. Washington, D.C. serves the interests of the globalist elites on the backs of the American taxpayer who is going broke, absolutely going broke under this crippling inflation and under what they're doing to our country.
Mike Johnson's actually putting an element here that would end the dollar as a prime reserve currency. There's actually going to be a component when he finally releases this bill. What I'm hearing will be about taking the frozen assets of the Russian people, stealing them, seizing them, converting them into dollars and getting them to the Ukrainians. Since Johnson's bound and determined to force what the MAGA base and the Republican Party base does not want and also force it on FISA, you've put in a motion to vacate. Now, he's saying he's been talking to you. What have your conversations with Speaker Johnson been like as you guys now head back to Washington?
Well, I texted him on Friday and I told him I would not be speaking to him on Friday, that I had to talk to my district and my constituents first at the town hall tonight. That's going to be great. I hope everyone watches it. I hope lots of people come to it. But there's no reason for me to talk to him. I don't work for Mike Johnson. I work for Georgia 14, and that's the people that I need to talk to. But going forward, I mean, think this through, Steve. Let's really analyze and talk about this. He's talking about, confiscating assets from the Russian people, just like you said. Well, that's pretty much illegal. They're having a lot of problems with that. And Europe does not want to do it. And that's where most of those assets are. But let's talk about what this really is, Steve. This is a war on Christianity. The Ukrainian government is attacking Christians. The Ukrainian government is executing priests. Russia is not doing that. They're not attacking Christianity. As a matter of fact, they seem to be protecting it. So that's something else that's clear and obvious to many people that are looking closely at what's going on. I'm not praising Vladimir Putin. I'm not praising Russia in any way. I'm just pointing out something clear and obvious to many people. The attack on Christianity is also happening in America. The attack on Christians is all over the world. And so why would we be giving $60 billion to a country in Ukraine that is destroying the Christian faith, persecuting Christians and killing them, ended their elections, they're not even allowed to vote out Zelensky if they wanted to, totally shut down the free and fair press, and has silenced the people in their country and is now drafting younger and younger men so that they can be slaughtered on the battlefield? I don't think Americans support that. And our Speaker of the House, Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, should not be the one leading the charge in there to fund it just because the White House is telling him that this is the right thing to do. And just because he's being told in these classified briefings that this is the right thing to do, he needs to take a step back and take a hard look at the truth that everyone can see with their own eyes. And we need to get out of this mess. We should not be funding the murder of Christians, and we shouldn't be involved in Ukraine.
If you rally enough Republicans to have a majority of the majority, will Johnson drop it?
We have a majority of the majority. We had one on September 28, 2023. And that happened when we were doing the Department of Defense funding bill. Is I fought to get the $300 million taken out. I said we should not have to vote to fund our military and fund a war in Ukraine at the same time. And thankfully, Speaker McCarthy listened to me, and he took the $300 million out, and we had a separate floor vote. 117 Republicans voted no, including Mike Johnson, and only 101 Republicans voted yes. That's the majority of the majority that proved it on September 28th. We don't support funding Ukraine, and neither does 70% of the American people.
I know you got to bounce, Congressman. Where do people go to support you? We're going to live stream your town hall tonight. Where do people go? What's your social media?
Thank you so much. It's Rep MTG. You can see that on all my socials. And if you want to support me and help protect me in this giant battle that I'm waging, defendmtg.com. Defendmtg.com. Thank you so much, Steve.
Congressman, thank you. We'll live stream your town hall tonight. It'll be very fascinating. Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia 14. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
More than just beautiful dance. It's a touch of the divine. More than just legends. It's the beautiful culture and wisdom of China before communism. More than just a performance. It's an experience that awakens the soul. See it at least once in your lifetime. Shen Yun, an all-new production every year.
Fried Sakara told this battle was a battle of cultures. You see what happened to the CCP, what the CCP did to the traditional culture of Lao Bajing. You got to see Shen Yun. Go to shenyun.com. You got the list all over the country where it's going to come. Make sure you see it, and you'll see the before and after. It's shocking, and that's what's happened here into the United States of America. I want everybody to understand that. Charlie Kirk is going to be in Nebraska tomorrow. We talked to the county chair that censured Don Bacon. They're going to be over there to talk about this. Why is not winner take all? Winner take all, if that passes, they get that on a special session, it passes. There's no path for really Biden to get to the White House. They've already said they're focused on the northern tier. That's what we beat them in 16. They need that one. They need that one electoral vote down in Nebraska. So let's make sure they can't steal it. Winner take all in Nebraska. Go to Charlie Kirk. Charlie's going to follow us at 12 Pacific. After that, we're back. We got Garrett Ziegler on tonight at 6. He's going to walk through DOJ. It's going to be pretty shocking. Talk about a communist takeover. It's like Mao's Cultural Revolution with the using the lawfare. We're going to be wall-to-wall next week with President Trump as lawfare really starts to get real, not just arguing and briefings, things like that. They're going to have President Trump in court next Monday. We're going to be wall-to-wall with Real America's Voice. More on that later. But don't miss the evening show. 5 o'clock on fire, 6 o'clock, Garrett Ziegler is going to be with us. It's going to be quite incredible. In fact, I'm also going to bring in Thayer to talk about this cultural revolution and what's happening here with the CCP, the infiltration into the United States of America. One of the things that came up on Saturday night with the billionaires, President Trump, is young people. The reason young people are coming to President Trump is this crushing credit card debt. Michael Pearson joins us, who's the director of compliance at Done With Debt. Credit card debt's over $1.3 trillion. A couple of hundred billion, that's non-performing. I don't want people to panic. Do not fear. Pearson and the team at Done With Debt are here. Walk us through what people can do to make sure that they don't even trip into bankruptcy, or they don't lose their mind on this credit card debt. You just can't put those bills in the drawer. You got to address it. What do they do, Pearson?
Hi, Steve. How are you doing today, by the way? Awesome.
Great.
So what
Great.
They do
doing
is
fine, man.
What they do is they can go to our website, donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple easy questions. One of our experts here will call you and take you through a real easy consultation to figure out where you're at financially and figure out a way to avoid going into bankruptcy, using these debt consolidation loans to get out of debt, which is another trap in regards to going into more debt to try to fix your debt. We have experts standing by that'll get in front of it and aggressively use our strategies to get these things under control and stop the interest and stop the nagging phone calls, threatening phone calls you get from these collectors so you can get your life back. So once again, you go to donewithdebt.com, answer a few questions. One of our experts will call you and set up a consultation that costs you nothing. It's free. We don't charge a penny till we start settling your debt.
What, you just can't put the things in the drawer, right? You have to address this. That's what I want people to know. Don't fear, don't have anxiety, but you have to take action, correct?
Yes, you have to take action. Worst thing you can do is put your head in the sand and let these credit card companies, loan companies, hike up the interest higher and higher, and your debt keeps rising faster and faster, and your payments keep going up and up, and you're in a situation where you're was manageable. Now it's nearly impossible to get out. Inflation is killing us. As you know, prices for groceries, rents, gasoline keep going up, so you're getting hit from every side. At some point, you realize it'll take you years, not decades, to get out of this debt. So do not do that. There is hope. Pick up the phone. Give us a call at 888-322-1054 or simply go to donewithdebt.com. Fill out a couple questions, and we'll walk you through the process from A through Z. Just don't avoid things and don't put those bills in the drawer, like you said, Steve.
If you keep putting in the drawer, the interest is going to accumulate. You got to stop that today. The way you do is get in touch with Pearson, the guys at donewithdebt.com. Michael, thank you. Thank you for providing the service, man. Fear not. Pearson and the team at Done With Debt are here. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.
The taxes and the credit cards are all process. But you got to engage in the process. You can't just look away from this. You got to engage in it. Try this Done With Debt. These guys know how to cap the interest. They know how to cut the face amount. They know how to allow you to avoid bankruptcy. It's a process, but you got to engage. DoneWithDebt.com. They've been trying to put you in bankruptcy forever because you backed President Trump, Mike Lindell. Where do we stand with the company? People want to talk deals. They love what you're offering. They want to support you, but you got to talk to them. You got to give them deals. This is a tough crowd.
Well, let me tell you, Steve, since last Wednesday, every day has been a record day of the year for MyPillow, and it's because of the deals we've given the War Room posse. Remember, we've sold over 84 million MyPillows, king or queen, $25 for the MyPillows, but here's the one you've all been taking advantage of. They sent in, our new sandals are all in. The white you can get for $9.50 exclusive to the War Room posse. They sent the wrong color, and they rather than exchange, or they sent too much of the white, the factory said, hey, we'll give them to the War Room posse for $9.50 with the promo code War Room. And so get those. There's a lot of those left. And take advantage of this in history. Here's the website, you guys. Take advantage. Make this the biggest day of MyPillow ever and your biggest day ever. The bed sheet sale, $25. The towels, $25. There's the MyPillow premiums where it all started. Over 84 million sold, $25 no matter what size. There's the two-pack multi-use MyPillows. And get those two of them for $25. The six-piece towel sets that actually work, $25. Now, here we brought back the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free, everybody. That just started on Friday for the War Room posse. The towels are all on sale. The dish towels, $25. These, remember, we have all these decorative couch pillows, too, that actually work, $25. And so all of these sales have made it possible. Every day, that's, I believe for now, for the next month, every day is going to be new record at MyPillow. I've got to leave here in Minnesota tomorrow. It's annoying that my employees are all taken care of by you guys at the War Room Posse. And I'm looking forward to fighting to save this country and get our election platform secure.
Thank you, brother. MyPillow.com, promo code Warren. MyStore.com, promo code Warren. 800-873-1062. Tell the operators got your back. Charlie Kirk is next. Winner take all in Nebraska. Charlie Kirk's got all the information. We're back at 5. See you back in the world.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done With Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done With Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done With Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.